Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Connection with your host, Mike Davis.
Have you considered how to develop your ability to contact the life hereafter?
Are there times you sense someone around you?
Do you sometimes feel that you are not alone?
Would you like to develop your own spirituality?
Then stay tuned and call in to ask Mike to help you on your journey.
Remember, on Spiritual Connection, Mike is here to help.
Mike can also connect you to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Ring in on 760-283-4611.
Or if you're outside of the USA, ring on 001-760-283-4611.
Or press the Skype button.
And here's your host, Mike Davis.
Well, good evening, or even good afternoon, depending where you are listening to us. You're welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on Spiritual Connections right here in Mike Spirit FM. As you know, today is a Spiritual Connection show. It's a show for you to get involved, not only to call in for a reading, but call in if you do have an ability or if you've got questions about your development that you want answered, then this is what this show is all about. It's all about you, not about me. Not about any of my guests that come on, not about Kerry right here in Studio One. Hi, Kerry.
Hiya.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. I think that Marley Dog is eyeing up right there. And today we've got a special show today because we've got a special person, Kerry, on the phone lines with us. We have, well, needs no introduction really. It's Jess. Hi, Jess.
Hey, guys. How's everything going?
Well, the food is still digesting, Jess. the dog is still eyeing up Kerry's pasty because he's desperately wants to eat it, I think. But apart from that, everything's going fine. And how is things you're in, Jess?
Oh, it's wonderful. I always say this to all you guys. Any day above ground's a good day.
This is true. This is true. Jess, do you want to just tell us more about yourself for the benefit of our listeners? Who is Jess? Where is Jess?
Well, my name is New York psychic medium Jesse Bravo. I happen to be a celebrity psychic. I work here out of New York. And, you know, I essentially do a lot of readings that help out a lot of people. And as a result, I've been on major shows, publications, newspapers, to name some like ABC, MTV, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Vice Magazine, V Magazine, any type of magazine you can imagine, I'm pretty much in. And even on your side of the pond over there, Chad It's Fate did a feature on me for the January edition of 2013. And I say this not to toot my own horn, is just that when you help a lot of people, people take notice. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help. That's my job.
That's it. And, you know, just by helping people out, do you find that it's helped you out in the past?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. One of the greatest things I think that I've found out in my journey of spirituality and becoming a psychic medium, just as yourself, is that you can't help one person until you figure out who you are. And so I had to work on me. It was an inside job. And when I got out to the other end, I came out something different. And as a result, I'm able to help people, which I'm sure that you're very familiar with.
Yes, most definitely. You know, and I find, suggest that, you know, just like yourself, you know, I've done many major things with spiritualism, you know, working all over the country, outside, even in your beautiful country itself, you know, in Florida and, you know, Norway and Spain. You know, I love doing that. I love touring and I love being there for spirit, you know, and I find that the more that I make myself available for spirit, the more that spirit kind of makes themselves available to me. And, you know, it just reminds me a little bit, Jess, of yesterday. You know, me and Kerry, we decided yesterday to have a complete evening. As soon as I finished work, that was it. We're not doing nothing because we had a few not that I want to divulge anything, but let's just say family issues came up Monday, and which really took up all our time, and we did not have time for anything. And so we decided Thursday was the, sorry, Wednesday was the day. It's feet up. You know one of them days, Jess, that you really...
I absolutely do understand that.
Well, Tuesday evening, I had a phone call from one of our local spiritual churches here saying, oh, hi, Mike. Is there any chance of you can fill in tomorrow for us? So I looked at Kerry and I says, well, you know, it's only an hour and a half of a service. It's a lovely church. I adore working in the church. I really do, because they're lovely people, and it's a lovely engine. And obviously, being of a worker for the spirit world yourself, you'd understand what I mean by a loving energy.
Mm, I do.
So I said, okay, we'll do it. So then we, after I said I'd do it, 5 minutes later, the phone rings, and it's someone from your neck of the woods, from America. Any chance we can have a meeting later? Okay. So we had a meeting with America, then Norway, and then I had to do a radio show last night as well at midnight, which is obviously 7 p.m. Eastern time, because that's the time the show went out live. So from our day of putting our feet up, doing nothing, you know, the spirit world has kind of said to me, you don't put your feet up. You've got lots of work to do. And, you know, believe me, Jess, there was lots of work that we've done yesterday, which is fine, which is fantastic. You know, I love my job for the spirit world, if you want to call it a job. I love working for the spirit world in any way, shape, or form, because it's what makes us who we are, isn't it?
You know, I worked well over 16 years on Wall Street. And... you know, I walked away from a very, very, very big job. And the reason why I walked away was, you know, when I made money on Wall Street, yeah, it was nice to go to the bank to see what you've done and what you had. But, you know, it wasn't a complete feeling. It was an ends to the mean. But when you work with spirit, then it becomes so much more fulfilling. Because you actually feel like you've done something, you've helped, and you're part of something that is so much bigger and more important than just chasing the almighty dollar or pound or whatever denomination you're chasing.
Of course, yeah, yeah. You know, it always fills me with excitement every time, you know. And I've said 100 times, and I'll say it 100 times again, it's like a brand new time. Every time I work for the spirit world, it's a brand new time every single time. And it's like, I, you know, words can't describe the passion that I have with what I do, Jess, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, I was 17 when I first started doing this, out on the church circuit of being 17. You know, you can imagine, you know, very shy. Because I was very shy. You wouldn't believe it, no mind. But very shy, very timid. I wouldn't even look people in the eye because, you know, I was that shy. To see me to, like, you know, starting to work in Spain, to winning the national award for my mediumship, to working, as I said, in your beautiful country and other places. It's, you know, to me, Jess, it's who I am, you know. Many times I've heard, you know, this religion, well, you know, to me it's my way of life because it makes me who I am. And I imagine the same passion and compassion that you have for it, I imagine it's the same for you.
It really is. Every time I go into a reading or I'm doing a seance or I do anything under the guise of being the vessel, because that's what I am, I'm the vessel of spirit, I become butterflies, you know, just in my stomach. And, you know, that's half from excitement and everything else. And it's just like, oh, wow, you're right. It's just so exciting.
You know, it's which can't describe, you know, it just makes you feel just like that, doesn't it? That, you know, it's something amazing, you know. And every, you know, just I love nothing more than standing in front of an audience, whether it be of 10 or even 1,000 or 3,000, it makes no difference. And I imagine that you would agree with me 100%. It doesn't matter the size of the audience. What matters is that, you know, you're there, you're in that energy, and you know the spirit world is there with you, they're connecting with you, you start feeling the energy start bouncing all over you, and You know, there's no greater feeling in this world than that.
I agree. There's not. I don't think there's any better feeling in the world than you knowing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the one of the most gratifying feelings.
Most definitely. And I know you said there, Jess, about, you know, of what you have done, you know, and the TV shows and the magazines, which, you know. Now, there was questions asked to me before about, do you think that mediums that does this on TV and radio and newspapers and magazines, do I think it's wrong? And, you know, the answer I give them back was, no, it's not wrong. Because to me, because it's my way of life, and I think to myself, you know, if people don't want to come into a spiritualist church, and you know, from being 17, I respect it, because a lot of my friends wouldn't come with me to a spiritualist church because it's got the word church involved.
Mm.
But yet, if I go and work in a theater or a hall or a club or a pub or anywhere, they're the first ones with me, you know. And when I became 18 and 19 and 20 and so on and so forth. But now, I find that it's such a wide variety now. And it's only thanks to the people that's done TV, radio, interviews, whether it be magazines or newspapers. It's only thanks to them that spiritualism has come to where it is now, isn't it?
You know what? To answer it in order, yes. Yes, it's fine to do this, whether it's the radio, whether it's television, whether it's the newspapers or magazines, because, you know, when spirit chooses you to do something, you do it.
Exactly.
It's as simple as that. So if your abilities take you from a one-on-one conversation with a family member that helps them out, one person at a time, that's great.
Yep.
If the message takes you to groups, that's great. Wherever the message takes you, that's where the destination is. So, you know what? Some people get a little intimidated, say, well, you know, this and that, and everyone's always going to have their own beliefs. And that's fine, because whatever your belief it is, that's you're right for you. You know, that's just the way I feel about it as far as, you know, being on, you know, any type of exposure.
Well, you know, as I said, to me, it's what's... I mean, you can go back through the history of spiritualism, you know, and I love the history. Because, you know, we can go back to the days of the Fox Sisters, where modern spiritualism, the birth of modern spiritualism, with the Fox Sisters there back in 1847, again, in your beautiful country in America. And, you know, back in them days, it would be classed as witchcraft, and everyone would
yes.
be burnt at the stick for even being associated with the word spiritualism. But, you know, from the days of the Helen Duncan, the lady that was put in prison because she believed in life after death, and she was force-fed, she was starved, she was beaten, all because she said, I believe in life after death. And then when she proved it to the higher courts that there is such a thing as she can communicate with something, that's when the ban was lifted. And then that's when we were able to move forward with it. But then, you know, it's come to a point of where it is now that, you know, that the mediums of today then, and now being pushed forward to work, as I say, you know, in a public way, if you like, which to me, you know, we are kind of moving with the times, aren't we?
You know, I always have to say this. Thank God for those people leading the way, because,
oh, definitely.
You know, back in the 70s or 60s and 70s and the 80s, it wasn't the cool thing to be a psychic or medium, okay?
Yeah.
If you were a psychic medium, you were a quack and discredited with, you know, being almost like one of these gypsy psychics, you know, with the neon signs, you know, swindling your money.
Yeah.
And that was the only association at that time. So they put in a lot of hard work when it wasn't cool. Yeah. Now, if you say you're a psychic medium, it's okay. You know, it's like, all right, bring this guy to the party. Bring him to the party. You know, now everybody wants to be your friend, where, you know, before it wasn't. And that's a lot to do with technology. As the world has become more close and smaller and everybody's able to reach, information is out there. And Mike, when we talk about the history, you got to remember that a lot of this history is enclosed, you know, almost in a vacuum.
Yeah.
That these people are enclosed in communities that are close-knit in vacuum. And there's no access to information. And so, you know what, it was more of, it was just them being, you know, just not understanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all.
But, you know, the thing that fascinates me, Jess, is that how far we've come. And I still believe, hand on my heart, believe solely, that we're only really scratching the surface of what we can actually do.
It could get a little crazy, and I'm not going to make the listeners out there go nuts, but I'll leave them with this. What would you say would be the chief thing that people really believe in every country is probably 100% of the time the government is going to take care of them, right? That's mostly the chief thought.
Yeah.
I work, I pay my taxes, these taxes then cover my costs for the government, and the government in turn takes care of me. But what has happened is, and I think this is what has happened for us as a movement in spirituality, is that with all of the financial crisis, I think people have come to a realization that, you know what? The government may not be able to take care of us.
Yeah.
And maybe we don't know exactly what's going on. So now their foundation is broken. They're saying, wait a minute, if the government can't take care of us, what can work in times of stress?
Yeah.
And I believe in these times of stress, especially now what we've gone through and all these crises across, you know, Europe and United States and all of the other countries, whether it be wars or so forth, is that people are looking for a whole solution. Yeah. that has traditionally been government and religion. And so I think this is where the spirituality movement has now been moving and is really pushing forward, where people are now really taking to.
You know, that leads me to something else that Jess as well, you know, because many times, as I said, you know, particularly when I was a lot younger, not that old, mind, okay, please don't get the wrong ideas. I'm not trying to paint a picture of me being old. Far from the word. You know, people would say to me about being in spiritualism that maybe that, you know, you're in the wrong thing. People are, you know, that you're doing the wrong things. And, you know, the answer I would give back would simply be, well, if I can bring people so much comfort by doing something wrong, then I'm happy to do that.
Mm.
You know, because that's what we're all about, isn't it? But, and again, very, very beginning, first words you said about that your work for the spirit world to bring so much comfort to everyone else. That's exactly the way that I feel with my work. It gives so much comfort. And, you know, even if I can just give somebody a little bit of glimmer of hope, that to me, my job is done as a medium, you know, to prove that survival of that soul that's passed on to the spirit world, to prove that, it's absolutely perfect, isn't it?
Mm. You know, we're all, you know, my spirituality with my God of my understanding speaks through other people, you know. My God of my understanding doesn't squeak, you know, doesn't, like a big booming voice doesn't come out.
Yeah.
And the clouds don't part and this big ray of sunshine hit me. So,
it'd be,
you know,
nice though, wouldn't it?
it would be terrifying. But you know, it comes out through other people. So, you know what? I always say, when you talk to people, be alert. Be alert to what they're saying, because there's a message there for you if you're willing to listen.
Of course, definitely, definitely. You know, Jess, I believe that we are a part of the fastest growing religion, science, philosophy, call it what you want. We are the part of the biggest, fastest growing out there than ever before.
Well, it has taken a very big leap, and as more information comes out and people feel more comfortable with the idea, that's how it all starts with every movement.
Of course, definitely. So Jess, have you got anything in the pipelines, things coming up that you may want to share with us?
Well, I have a book coming up. We have a couple of chapters already written. It's me and a good friend of mine, John Sutton, who wrote Derek Acora's books.
Yes.
Was
very well known here in
yeah,
the UK.
There in the UK. And so we got a couple of chapters out, and now it's in front of some literary agents, and you know, the process takes a million years to come out with a book, so, you know, you probably won't see it until 2014 with their process, how they do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, coming out the book, some cable shows in the work, flying out to Vegas to be doing some of those things. I'm working on a cable project myself involving witches, which I can't really divulge into the concept of it, but it's pretty great. It's never been done before on TV.
Mm-hmm. When
you know, that's where I like to be. I love to do the radio. I love to do TV, and it's just a lot of fun.
You know, to me, it makes it all worthwhile. You know, particularly the radio. I mean, yes, I've done bits on TV. I done a show here in Wales, in the UK. It was called Weird Wales, funny enough. They came along to the Spurious Church, the TV company, to film this demonstration. And afterwards, the medium, which was the president of the church, and I was the vice president, said, "You know, you have to stay behind with me. These people want to interview me." I said, "Yeah, no, you know, no problem." And I was, you know, maybe 19 at this stage, and, you know, very new and very green, if you like, at my work. And the one gentleman said to me, "Well, do you do this kind of stuff then?" I said, "Yes, yeah, I've been doing it a little while now, and, you know, a few years." "Oh, good. Well, sit there because you were next to be interviewed." I was like, "Okay." So I sat there, Jess, and gave this interview, which was fantastic, which was it, you know. And to me, that was like, wow. And, you know, not so long ago, we was doing some filming. Actually, we've been doing lots of filming the last few months. And, you know, it gives it that different feel, doesn't it? It's kind of, how can you put it? A feel-good factor, knowing that it doesn't matter where or who's in front of you, of how many people, because when I'd done this film recently, I had quite a few celebrities around me. And, you know, it was like, let's not be starstruck. Let's take all, and you know, Jess, you know, when you're just about to ready to work and you leave, I leave Mike Davis outside and just allow myself to be a channel for them. That's exactly what it was, you know, all these celebrities around me, and I was like, scary stuff, you know, these people are, you know, well known on TV. But, you know, the minute I started, all that went and gave these celebrities some perfect, wonderful information, which it's all now prepared on a DVD, ready to be sent off to the TV companies, which, you know, you never know. You never know.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's wonderful that we can come together like this, live on here, and talk about these things. You know, it kind of thrills me, you know. Jess, I want to go and play a little piece of music, because I don't know if you're similar to myself, and you know, the more I've been doing radio, and I've been doing my own show for the last 3 years now, I've been kind of feeling sometimes music helps. Do you find music helps, Jess?
For me, unless it's music that doesn't have words, it doesn't, because I have a very good imagination and I get led down a path with music.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it's a sad song, I'm going to be going down a sad path. If it's an exciting song, I'll be going down an exciting path. So I prefer to listen to music that doesn't have words. So electro and techno and stuff like that is more that I like to be in.
Surprisingly enough, I've got some music lined up here this evening for a song, really, that, you know, every time, even now, I play this one particular track, and I feel, let's get in, let's do it, let's give people a good name. This one track I've got lined up. But I've got another track, surprisingly enough, that has got no words in this track. So it's quite surprising, and you know, we may think, you know, I've just rushed in through the door, you know, I've just managed to eat my tea in time for the show. But, you know, things are already being planned before even, you know, I thought of my gosh, look at the time, you know.
Spot
has this unique way of putting things in order, doesn't they, you know?
In the end, it always works out.
Of course, definitely. Well, I think I'm going to go to this track, the one that I like, and maybe you can give me your opinion afterwards and tell me, you know, how you enjoyed it.
Sure.
So let's press this button and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. can't wait to fly. Oh, I'm alive.
So what do you think of that one, Jess? Jess?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, I was about to say the song is very inspirational.
Very, isn't it? You know, and mm-hmm. I think when Celine Dion sang that, you know, I think that Spirit most certainly had something to do with that. And, you know, that's one of the songs I always used to listen to when I was driving anywhere in the car. You know, going to a demonstration, a service, or a theatre. It's something I would always listen to because, to me, that's a song that really gets me going for some reason. And as you say, inspirational, definitely.
Hmm, absolutely, I agree.
Okay, well, maybe we'll play this other one next for you, the one with no words, because, you know, again, I understand exactly where you get lost in the music, get lost in the, you know, the tune of it, and in they come. It's perfect. Jess, do you want to take some callers with us whilst we're here?
Sure, why not?
Okay, well, let me go to the phone lines. And we've got lots of people on hold. But before we do, let me just say to all our listeners, if you want to call in and speak to myself and Jess and Kerry and whoever else decides to join in here this evening, the numbers you need to dial, and please dial them carefully, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening in Blog Talk Radio, then there is a Skype button. You can press that Skype button, and that way your call will be totally free. It doesn't matter where you are. It will be free for you to call in by using the Skype button. And if you need that address for Blog Talk Radio, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpurrettFM, and it will take you straight to the show page of where you will find, actually, you'll find our chat room there and our Skype button right there. But just before I take our first caller, how can people get hold of you?
Well, if they have Google, all they have to do is punch in Jesse Bravo, and Google does the rest for me.
Okay, so I know they can find you on your website as well, and they can find that through Google.
They could find me on Facebook, they can find me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and everything else out there. Google somehow does it all. I don't know how they do it, but they do.
Clever, isn't it? You know, it's wonder of modern technology. And to think of it, you know, back maybe 5 years ago, I wouldn't even know how to turn a computer on. I used to think that you have to press the button, you know, on the computer, like you would turn it on. That's how you would turn it off. And I remember being screamed at like something silly, like a child, you know?
Yeah, for shutting it down without turning it off, yeah.
You know, and it's an on and off button. Obviously, just press it, you know? And I think I broke a few computers before I got the logistics of it.
Before shutting them down, right?
You know, he says, why is it saying this stupid messages every time I turn my computer on? Windows is not shut down, and this never happened, and you got to reinstall this. And then I learned the hard way.
You learned the hard way.
That's the story of my life. I learned the hard way. I always do.
Better late than never.
Well, this is true. You're never too old to learn. That's one thing for sure.
That is guaranteed.
Okay, let's go to our first caller, and I do believe that we have Rachel on, because I know that we had just time in the very screen of call. Hi, Rachel, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Jesse. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rachel.
Can we ask you there, Rachel, of where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from California.
Okay. Nice.
You know, Jess, I always ask people where they call from because it intrigues me so much to think 1 minute we're in California, next minute we're in the UK, next minute we're in Jersey, and it's fantastic. It really is. So, Rachel, what was the reason that you called in for there?
Yes, I'd like to ask about my career search. I have been looking for a new career position for a while, and I'm wondering if you see any opportunities coming for me in the near future.
Okay. Jess, do you want to start with this one, or do you want me to start?
I'll start really quick. Rachel, is that your real first name?
Yes, it is.
All right, I just want to make sure, because sometimes people say names, and then I start getting information, but it's not for their name, so I always have to ask that. This way I can make sure that I'm on track. So I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to ask you any questions. I'm just going to tell you information. You give me the information as it comes in through you. This is how we do it, just so that you know that I'm not fishing for anything. I'm really strict on how I do this very clearly. Hold on 1 second there, Rachel. Give me 2 seconds. Okay. Uh-huh. You know, Rachel, the first thing I start to hear when I'm looking in for you is I keep hearing, like, data processing. And for me, that type of job is a job more of a, like, a corporate atmosphere, okay? So when I hear data processing, there's a couple of things that are inside of data processing when I hear about that type of stuff. And that's mostly, like, something that involves an either, like, computers, okay, or transferring information from one place to another. So that's also within banking, okay? Because there's a lot of transfer information from, like, banking and in computers. So this is the only time that I'll ask questions. Are these careers that you've already pursued or pursuing?
No.
Okay. Good. Excellent. Because sometimes when you start to hear these things, they're completely outside the box, and that's great. And that's what makes me happy. Because now you don't have to say, I've tried that and I didn't like it. with me, I'm looking more into processing, like, information. So somebody that's just transcribing stuff back and forth, even to the point where you can be one of those people that you know, when you go to court and the person's typing the information, a stenographer? Mm-hmm. I believe is the name of the actual occupation. It's called a stenographer, I believe, if I'm correct here, my own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Even to the point of being a stenographer, and I want to let you know, being a stenographer is a very rewarding job. They make on the average of anywhere between $50,000 to $60,000 a year. And they don't work that much. All you're doing is typing for a very short period of time. So any type within the corporate, that type of work, a computer, I don't know so much, but as far as a stenographer, that's something that's a guarantee. You may want to look into those fields, and it may take you a little bit of time to get into the stenography field as opposed to corporate America field. Corporate America, you show up, obviously. But for the stenographer is a little bit more. You have to go to school for that. But I believe that that's something that you can do very easily, be happy with, and be well rewarded for. Well, Mike, if you want to tell her anything that you get.
Yeah, most definitely. Rachel, well, very much like Jess, you know, my information comes from the spirit world. And again, you know, I'm not going to ask any questions at all. But, you know, I do like to give the contact of who I have with me. So if that's okay, Rachel, I'll do that for you. Is that okay?
Oh yes, please.
Okay, because I know I've got a lady that joins in here with me from the spirit world that makes me aware that she wants to communicate there with you. I believe that she would link to your family, and I know that she would come to your mum's side of the family of when she was here with us. I'm certainly aware to say to you that she connects with, like, she certainly feels like mother, but I want to say grandmother with her. So would you understand your grandmum in the spirit world that would have been very close, that would have that you could have looked upon her like a mum when she was here with us? Is that right?
Both my mom and my grandmother are both in spirit.
Ah, right. Okay, then let me find out which one is that I have, because I feel, as I said, I want to say mum, but I want to put grandmum there as well, okay? So which one of them was the one that passed? Certainly, I want to go back and forth to the hospital for some time, because I know I'm hearing machines that starts to beep in the background with her. So I know that there's a hospital connection. I want to say she was in and out of the hospital. And I feel as if I need to say to you that she slipped in and out of consciousness for some time before she passed home to the spirit world there, Rachel. I know that she makes me aware that the condition that she passed with, it wasn't like recognized straight away. It was maybe as if it was like kind of like overlooked is the word I need to say there to you there, Rachel. Do you understand of which one this is now?
We knew what they had, and it was never overlooked.
Okay. Would you understand that one of them would have passed, would have like slipped in and out of consciousness in the hospital, because I know that's important.
My grandmother was never in the hospital, but my mother was very sickly and she died at home, but she was never out of consciousness.
Okay. Okay. Now, which one of them would have been, before they passed, I want to say that would have been very much like my defenses was down a little, okay? Almost as if like my whole persona changed just before I passed, because I know that one minute that I'm coming here and I feel very very strong in my character-wise, and then I feel, well, I want to be laid back. And I believe that before this lady passed on to the spirit world, that she would have been very laid back before she passed. As I said, her whole persona changed, because it's like she knew that she was ready to go home to the world of spirit.
Yes, that was my mom.
Okay, bless her heart, okay, because I know that she comes close. And, you know, just picking up there what you were saying there about your career, not that I can add much more to what Jess has already said there, but she says to me it's been a decision that you've been wanting to make for quite some time. It's been in the back of your mind for some time, because she tells me that that you've been unhappy for some time. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And she says here to me about where you've been. I've got my teeth in sometimes, even though I don't have false teeth. But, you know, I feel that you've been unhappy for such a long time, and I've been trying and trying, and I've been doing my best. But it's like, you know, I keep knocking on the door, and one day it will be answered. That's the way you feel about it. Do you understand that, Rachel?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Okay. Well, you know, I'm not going to add any more to what Jess has already said, because I know what Jess has given you is absolutely perfect. Okay. So can we leave that with you?
Hey, hold on, Mike. Let me just see really quick. Rachel, because, you know, I didn't look at anything. I didn't do that anything on the mediumship side. I did on the psychic side. I just wanted to make sure I just had the right woman that maybe Mike was talking about. Rachel, I have a older woman with me. Her name starts with a D. Is this one of the two ladies that we're talking about here?
No, I do have an aunt in spirit that began with a D.
Okay, because she's showing me here. I see a lot of, like, the dentist seat. Like, she's showing me, like, the dentist. Did she have a lot of, like, teeth problems?
No.
All right. I see a lot of whoever this woman is here, and I like to say her name was, like, either Dariella or Dari or something with, like, a Dar, like, something like that is the way she's talking to me. She had a lot of teeth problems, and I'll tell you what she looks like to me. She looks like she's about 5'6", with black hair that was, it wasn't long. It was more shorter than it was longer. Like, like the beehive type of, you know what I'm talking about. It's not like it's long. It's just more poofier, I guess. That's the way that this woman looks to me. Does she fit the description of your aunt?
No, she does not.
Okay, because that's the woman that's with me right now, and I'm just going to tell you her message, because if you can't locate her in your life, let me just give you the message, which is the important part, always for me. And I'm not going to channel this, so let's see if I can just get this out in the right way that she wants. First of all, she's leaving you as honey. I'm not going to call you. This is not me, so don't take any offense to this. Okay, I just want to tell you right now, she's labeling you as honey, okay? So it was more like, hold on, let's see what she had to say here real quick. Exactly. She gives me a very big feeling of somebody you would find in a diner working as a waitress, that type of personality, because just of the way that she's speaking to me. And it was more like, honey, don't worry about this. This is going to pass in July. That's what she told me verbatim. So whatever you're going through right now, I'm going to tell you right now, dead set right now, that by July, things will have turned around. Period. Amen. This is by her words. So
okay.
You know what? We don't have to look for more time here. You're going to be fine. Just got to just grunt this out. That's it. Stick it out. Which I know that you can do, because you've always been a fighter, she's telling me. You've always been a fighter all your life. And number two, you've never taken things sitting down. So it's not like you're just going to sit there and melt away. You will be fine. You just got to grit it out. July, you'll be fine.
Okay.
So if I can leave that message with you, no problem. She just wanted to be very stern with that. She wanted me to be stern with you with that. I apologize, but that's just the way she put me in.
Okay. Thank you both so very
no
much.
No problem, Rachel. Thank you for calling in.
Perfect.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rachel. But, you know, don't forget, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM right after the show in the Mike Spirit FM show page. And I'll say thank you very much, Rachel, for calling in. Okay. Jess, let's go to our next caller. Or do you want to go to a piece of music first?
It's up to you. It's fine with me either way.
Then let's go to our next caller, okay? And unfortunately, we don't have time to screen all the callers. This is area code 916. I area code 916. Can I take your name, please?
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
California.
I think all the Californians have won today.
Yeah, we're the spiritual people. I mean, you know, California is a big state, though. Northern, middle, southern. It's bigger than Florida.
it's the biggest state in the United States.
Yeah. So when people call from California, it's are you north or south? That makes a big difference. Well, I'm kind of like a north.
Well, that is absolutely cool. We're so glad that you called up on.
I'm having, is it okay to ask a psychic question about a car? I have an Uncle Harry on the other side who was a mechanic. He can probably come in.
Okay, but Diana, don't tell us any more about who you have in the spirit world. Okay,
oh, okay, because I won't ask a question. I thought you wanted me to ask a question. Okay.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to ask a question, but it's up to me and Jess to basically bring you evidence that, you know, of where we are connecting to, is just that being the spirit world. So you ask us that question, and then
we're looking for a part for the car, and I just want to know if we're going to find it and find someone who will put it on, because I've already been stranded for a week, and I'm pretty sure the part's been located, but do you think that Steve and Michael from the church will be able to put it on the car? I'm homeless. I don't have anything. I'm in my car stranded. So that's my question for today.
Mike, you want to handle this or you want me to take it?
It's entirely up to you, Jess. I don't mind. Well, let me start, okay? Diana, I will start, as I did with the last caller, by saying, you know, that I'll link to spirit, you know, and leave them answer the questions there for you, okay? So let me just bring in the communication, if that's okay, and we'll go that way. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. They can talk about whatever they want. I just love to talk to them.
Okay, perfect. Because, you know, and I love energies like yourself, Dan, because, you know, it's open, isn't it? You know, because I'm in, you know, I can't say I want your mum to come in and I get your mum or your dad or whatever, because that's not the way it works. The way it works is, you know, I offer myself as a service to them, and they will come in turn one at a time, and I give you that information one at a time. And, you know, as I'm saying that, I've been told to shut up and get on with it, okay? Not by anybody around me, but by someone in the spirit world. And I believe that this is a gentleman that talks to me like this, because that's the way he would have been when he was here with us, a very much of a direct kind of a man, because I know as I'm seeing him, he's quite full of his build, quite rounded in his build. In fact, as I'm seeing him, I know that he's quite rounded in his facial features as well. He makes me aware of when he passed on to the spirit world. He wasn't a fantastic age, but he makes me aware of being like in my 60s. I want to say maybe early 60s, 62, 63 maybe, of when this man passed on to the spirit world. He makes me aware that you know, he loved nothing more than being having time to himself, because I know that having time to this man's self is more important than anything. He would have loved to just relax and take it easy, he tells me, okay? I know that when he passed on to the spirit world, he makes me aware that his chest is giving him lots of trouble at the minute. His breathing is very much labored. I know that it was the heart that took this man home to the spirit world. But he talks to me about being a very fast passing, because he says to me about being here in one minute and in the spirit world the next minute. I know that his passing was that quick there, Dan. Do you understand of who this is?
Well, that's how my dad passed over at 62, but by the time he died, it wasn't chubby anymore. He was thin then. So he might have been describing his heart problems that,
Fine. Okay, that's perfect, you know, because sometimes they do that, okay, because, you know, if they would rather come back in an area where they feel more comfortable, I find this happens quite a lot. And Jess, do you find the same as that?
Absolutely. They're going to ascribe features that you remember them at their best sometimes, just the way that you can know it's them.
Perfect. Well, so this is your dad, Diana, that comes in, and I know as your dad comes around you, you know, would I be right in saying before your dad became ill, he would always have a go at doing things and fixing things and maybe around the home and maybe, yes, I want to look under a bonnet. I know you call it a hood of a car. So, you know, your dad could have done these things when he was here with us. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yeah, when he could. Oh, yeah, he did. He even lost a little finger working on a car.
Okay, I was just going to say perfect, but I'm not going to say about perfect losing a finger working on the car, but... You know, I know that this is your dad that comes in, and he comes so close, and like, you know, he says to me, well, if I was with you now in the physical, I would be underneath that hood of the car. I would be fixing that car there to allow you to get on your merry ways there, okay? Because I believe that's just your dad's character. I'd love to help, okay? And I know that as he comes closer, to answer your question is that I know that there's plenty of people that's offered. I'll have a go at doing it for you, but it's not somebody of having a go you want. It's somebody that knows what they're doing. Do you understand of this?
Are you talking about people on the other side or people here?
People here. There's plenty of people that's offered to do it for you, but it's not about them offering. It's about knowing what they're doing.
Oh, so we should pick someone that actually knows what they're doing. Like pay the price and go to a garage, because we found the part, but...
Okay. What I'm saying to you, Diana, is not that you have to go and pay a price. Is just allow somebody to do it that knows what they're doing. So your dad's advice to you is, if it's worth doing, do it properly, okay? Because that's the way he would have looked upon life himself, okay? So, you know, it's maybe not as simple as like, I don't know, I'm no mechanic. I know how to drive a car. I can put petrol or diesel in the car, and that's about it. But, you know, it's not as simple as like, you know, just changing a... I can't even think what you're changing. It's not like changing a wheel of a car, because that's a simple job, okay? It's more of a to do with the engine bits and bays there. Do you understand of this?
The flexible pipe has to be bolted onto the manifold and then bolted onto the catalytic converter. So I guess the people that said they would do it for me just think it's a bolt job, but if it's somebody that really needs to know what they're doing, then I'll... The thing about going to a shop is they tinker until they find something else wrong. And that's why I stay away from shops. Because I don't even have any... I don't even have any cash to pay for this. It has to be someone to pay for it.
Well, you know, I'm not saying that you have to do that. What I'm saying is that would be your dad's advice. Okay, and that's exactly what he tells me to tell you. Okay, so you do with that, or you do with that what you want. Okay, but that's your dad's advice when he was here. If it's worth doing, let's do it properly there. Okay, Jess, do you want to add anything in there?
Yeah, just really quick. You know, I have a woman with me by the name of Kathy in spirit, and Kathy talks about a carburetor. So I don't know what's going on, whether you're going to find out that there's also something with the carburetor, but she specifically mentioned a carburetor with this. And I don't know why she does, but she absolutely does. And I'll tell you where she used to live. She showed me a picture of though that actually has, you know, when you put the flowers outside on the sill, do you know those type of windows?
Yeah.
That's the house that she's showing me. Her name is Kathy, because she was very clear with this. Other people, sometimes they rhyme and they play with their name. She's very clear. Kathy, short woman, brown hair. She seems very, pudgy is the best way to put her demeanor, because she seems a little bit shorter, about 5'3" to 5'4", very round face, glasses. Okay, as she shows herself to me. And she looks like she died relatively young, because she's showing me anywhere between 42 to 46 years old. So it's like a very young body, okay? So she's not much older. I could see in her face. It's not all wrinkly. She has strength to her. But I'm just telling you right now, for some reason, she's specifically talking about a carburetor. So,
well,
I don't think
this car has a carburetor, and I don't know Kathy, but I can call around to family who does know.
Yeah, but I would suggest is that if you take it to a shop and they start talking about a carburetor, just beware of it. It may or may not be true. I don't know. I can only tell you what she told me. So just sort of be wary of that.
There's nothing I can do. I have no money. So that's why I don't go to a shop. They find other things are wrong. This car doesn't have... could she mean a catalytic converter?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Could she mean catalytic converter? Because that's where the hose needs to be bolted. The problem is that the hose broke between the manifold and the catalytic converter. The hose is like $150 itself. Somebody stepped forward to buy the hose. Now, someone needs to step forward to put it on. This car doesn't have a carburetor. But I remember cars that do. And I remember the year when I had to, in the winter, take the hood off the carburetor and spray it to get my car to start. Now, she could have been someone who lived in that neighborhood. Because everybody had those houses with flowers then. She
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's very interesting, because she connected those two together as an image. So I was just like, okay, you know, my job is always to put it to you and see how your mind then figures it out. Because that's how I get it.
My Toyota carburetor problem.
Could it be Pat
and not Kathy? Could it be Patty?
That's good. That's good, you know, because sometimes they rhyme their words. They rhyme their names, and I don't get why they do it, but they do. So Kathy and Pat, I don't know. Cat or Pat, I don't know what to, but I would tell you that
was
her description.
She used to help me with my car. Patty did. My other car that had a problem. So
has she passed into spirit?
Well, I don't know because I haven't heard from her, and she was one of my best friends back then. She's a person who's sort of sick and then not, and sort of sick and then not sick. But
well, you know what?
Yeah. So
this is going to be an opportunity for you to now go see if she's still around.
I have tried. Nobody answers her number, but it still has her voice recorder. She's in Indiana. That's 5,000 miles.
Oh boy. Okay.
But I did have a carburetor problem in my Toyota truck. Everybody in that neighborhood had flowers. It could have been a neighbor or it could have been Patty and not Kathy. Patty was a good friend, and she helped me through the winter with car problems. You know, that could have been who stepped forward, but then that's just what I'm remembering. And but I don't believe this car has a carburetor.
Okay. It sounds like you know. You would know if it did.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about cars, but this is an underneath exhaust system problem.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Diana. You know a lot more about cars than what I do. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, it's because they fixed it wrong and it's broken twice, and now we have to get it fixed right. But the thing was, is there going to be a person step forward to fix it? Or, you know, do we have to go to a shop? That was the main thing about it. And because shops always find something else wrong. They always do. That's why I avoid them.
I'll tell you, Rachel, my feeling is that you're going to have to go to a shop. And my advice to you would be from Spirit is when you go in there, tell them, hey, look, I ain't got no money for anything else that's wrong. So just fix whatever you got, but because I'm not fixing anything else. So that's the best advice that we could give you. You know, that's the best advice
we can
give you.
Well, I believe Spirit will provide. I don't even like to say I don't have the money to pay for it. I believe that somebody's going to step forward. Because, since I've been a mystical traveler, light worker, my whole thing has been a lot about helping other people learn service, and it's been very, very hard for people to learn service, believe me. Now one medium said I asked for this, or that Spirit, because I used to be a nurse, and I took care of my kids. I never had anyone to have to do service for me. I did service for everybody. And then all of a sudden, my life got to where I'm just living on the road, and somebody said, well, your job now is to teach other people service until I get it. But I've done that for a year and a half. And I know it's time for me to get to my spiritual business and get to making money again and get to really healing people and helping people because I'll have the means to do it. That's what I feel is coming, if anybody wants to agree with me. But with the car problem, it also is being stranded in the one place that I was ready to leave. And it's going to have to be service of other people to help me through this. So, again, I have been put forth to help other people learn service. And you know you do a lot of service, so you know what service is. But there are a lot of people that, and they claim they do service because they give their 10% to the church, but they don't want to step forward. And it's really hard for me to understand those kind of people because they end up being the ones who get sick. And I didn't call in to lecture you about why people need to get service, because you already know. But it seems to me like the people who get cancer and stuff are the ones who never would help anyone. So I'm just saying, people, you're listening, you got money, go out and help somebody because it's going to heal you. How about that? I'm giving you the message.
I love it. I love it.
Folks, definitely. Well, Diana, we need to
move
on.
I just have to believe it's going to happen. So
okay,
you didn't get it. Okay, you got to find somebody that knows how to put it on.
Lots of other callers. But, you know, take that advice from your dad and from the evidence that Jesse's giving you as well. Absolutely perfect. And I'm so glad, Jesse, that you've joined us. But, Diana, please download the copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spurrow at the FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you for taking my
thank
call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Oh, bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, Jessie, I love energies like that. She's just a bundle of joy, isn't she?
Absolutely. A teacher, and she doesn't even know it.
Yeah, you know, again, a great ambassador for the spirit world, and again, you know, without realizing. But Jess, I'm going to play this song for you, and it is for someone else as well. So let's just bring it back to the beginning and enjoy.
Sure.
How was about that one, Jess?
Oh, I liked it. It was nice. Nice and I don't know, like a butterfly flying around.
Like a nice mellow.
Love it. Yeah, nice. It was nice.
It was. Okay, should we go back to the phone lines, Jess?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to our next one is area code 321. Area code 321, can I take your name, please? Hi, area code 231, are you there? No, I've said it wrong. It's 321. 321, are you there with us? Okay, maybe I'll just pop them back on hold and we come back to them, Jess. Let's go to the next one. It's a Skype caller, Jeff Martin. Hi, is that Jeff Martin?
It certainly is. Hello there.
Hi, Jeff Martin. Can we ask you, is that your name, Jeff, is it?
It is my name, Jeff, it is.
Okay, Jeff, can we ask you where you're calling from this year?
I'm calling from the UK. I live in the north of England. Near Manchester.
Oh, nice. Fantastic.
Nice. I like the guys from Manchester. They seem a lot tougher than the guys in London, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, hey, not as tough as the guys from Wales. Let me tell you something, Jess.
Well, I'm not tough, no. I'm a gentle guy, really.
Okay, Jeff, can we ask you what the reason was that you called in for?
Sorry, say again.
Can we ask you the reason that you called in for?
For a reading, you mean?
Yeah, is that what you called in for a reading, was it?
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to know, at the moment, I'm going through a sort of a passage of time where I've got several projects in mind and I'm not sure which way I want to be headed. So I wondered if Jess or yourself could give me some advice on this.
Okay. Okay, well, myself and Jess, you know, as you've probably heard us working this evening, that
yes,
you know, we communicate with the spirit world. It's as simple as that, you know. So, Jess, do you want to start, and I'll
Sure, because I have people that just walked right in, so I just love when that happens. As soon as a person's name, the energy just invites it.
That's
so,
it.
It's Jeff, J-E-F-F, correct?
J-E-F-F, that's right, yeah. I'm Jeff to everybody.
J-E-F-F. All right, good. I just want to make sure. Jeff, as soon as you started to talk and then you started talking about the reading, my first premonition and intuition that came in was whatever project that you're working on, whichever one seems to be geared towards older people. Because here's what I heard. When you started talking about your projects, immediately, like a snap of my head, I heard Social Security system. Now, me, here being in the United States, Social Security is only entitled to people that are above 62 and above.
Right. Yeah.
So for me, that told me immediately there was an age range here for where you should be focusing your product. So let me just ask you this one question just so I can give you the most proper advice, because somebody by the name of either Carolyn or Kerry, I don't know which one of those names, it's weird if it's two of them talking at the same time, is now talking to me. Do you know who any one of those people are?
I'm sorry, I don't. I mean, I'm a man, so I don't remember names. So,
okay. Well, this would be a member of your family, and this would be father's side. Okay. This would be the father's side of your son, either a Carolyn or a Kerry. It's something with a k, you know, they keep going on me. So I know it's a very hard K sound has come in here. And so they're gearing me. Now, as far as your projects are concerned, what type of projects are you working on? This way we're just going to thin it out real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just going to make easy work here.
At the moment, I'm creating a guided meditation CD.
Okay. Okay, no. So that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Because in the guided meditation, you know, now it really makes a lot of sense. You're going to want to be able to hit the older segment of the population, people.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, especially when you're thinking about a product, you mostly always have to think about advertising. If you don't have your right market, you're going to miss it. And you're going to spend a lot of money in trial and error that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the marketing, they're telling me that the older segment of the population is going to be your bread and butter. I'm so glad that they put it that way. Because number one, the people that have the money. And number two, they're going to have the time to do the program that you're wanting to do.
Right.
It sounds to me from what they're telling me that this seems to be more of a complicated thing than it is easy. Is this a system or is it one little thing that you're doing? As far as meditation is concerned, is it applied with a system or is it just listening to a meditation thing?
It's a guided meditation with music, my voice, sound effects, that kind of thing.
Okay. Now this leads me now to the next part. Guess what? They're telling me, because they made it complex, I believe that you will evolve your products. Okay?
Yeah.
So this is telling me already that you're going to be successful this, because you know what? You can't be successful and involved if you're still dying. So for me, I believe that you'll be very successful in selling these.
Okay,
and that there's going to be a system involved with this, because that's why I asked you if it was a system, because it sounded very complex the way they were talking about. So if you're telling me that just sitting down and listening to a CD, you got a lot more coming to you.
Right.
Okay.
When he said it's complicated, the actual creation is complicated.
Okay.
It's not easy to do.
Okay, so it's not like you sitting down with a little recorder and then just talking your way through.
No, it's taking time. Carry on, please. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so good. The market segment obviously is going to be older. For some reason, I believe that you'll have a lot of success in the Shires, I was just told. Because I just heard Cheshire.
Yeah, I live in that area, yes.
Okay. Is that where you guys are near, or I don't know why they told that, but told me that's. I'm sorry.
My postal address is Cheshire.
Is it really? Okay, good. All right. I'm glad when I'm on the right track here. I just want to make sure. And this is why I ask you to sort of to validate some of the stuff that I'm talking about to make sure that we're still going in the right direction. Because as me and Mike work, we're dealing with future, and the future changes with a sneeze or a thought, and it constantly, right? And it constantly changes, so I have to make sure that I'm still on the right future road, so I'm talking about the right things that are going to be relevant for you. I'm also hearing here that you're going to have to take out a loan. Okay. But it's okay. No, it's quite all right, because you'll be taking this loan under the guise of a business investment.
Okay.
But let's just call it what it is. It's a loan. But you could dress it up any way you want, but it's going to be for the business to develop this.
Okay.
So it's quite all right, because it's going to pay itself off handsomely. So I don't believe that you have to worry about paying it back.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So this is, welcome to the business world. It's going to get, get weird and crazy for you, and it's not something I think that you're ready for yet.
No, I would agree with you.
it seems that way from what they're telling me, but you know what?
Yeah,
you're going to learn on the fly, and that's just the way it goes.
That's the way I always learn, on the fly.
Well, I am so glad that they had a very good message for you.
Yes, it's a story of my life, that.
You know what? They accuse me of being psychic, so don't worry about it.
Oh, no.
Mike, you have anything to add to this?
Yeah, most definitely, Jess. And, Jeff, if I said, the wonderful thing about working here with Jess as well, that sometimes we may pick up on a same contact, other times we'll pick up on different contacts. But I know I've got a lovely lady that joins me here from the spirit world, and bless her heart, I know that she's a very short lady.
Yes.
I know she makes me aware that when she was with us, she's maybe around the 5'1", 5'2" of her height of when she was here with us. She makes me aware that she links there very closely to you. You know, she's got her arms wide open here, so almost as if she wants to, and it's a word we use here in Wales, a big cutch, which is a cuddle, a hug.
Yeah.
But she keeps emphasizing the cutch part. So I don't know if that means that she would have connections to Wales or something. I don't know, but I know that this is what she wants to throw her arms around me. And you know, that always represents like a mother's love or a grandmother's love, maybe more mother's love, I would say, in the spirit world.
Okay.
And I know as this lady comes close to you that she makes me aware that, I know that she suffered quite dearly towards the end of her life, that she makes me aware, because I know I wanted to sit down with her, and I believe she was confined or restricted towards the end of her life, because I know that my movements is very restricted. You know, I'm not able to get about as much as I would have loved to.
Okay.
She talks to me about that there would have been people that would have helped her, that would have assisted her, that would have given lots of... we've done lots of things for her before she passes. You understand who she is?
I do, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
She's not a lover, she's a grandmother.
She's a grandmother, perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that she comes through and she just fills me full of emotion, full of, tears. I'm not going to cry, I'm really not, okay? Particularly not live on air. But, that's exactly what she wants me to do. She wants me to be full of emotion. And for some reason there, Jeff, I need to place this emotion with you. Almost as if you've been, maybe not crying, but, there's something has been hurting you of late. Do you understand that something has been hurting you?
Yes, I could take that, yes.
And I know it's like more to the point of where something that I'm trying so hard with, I'm working so hard with it, and all you're getting back is that heartache then, and that emotion. I know that this may not tie with the question you had, but unfortunately I have to go with what she tells me. And that's what's important then. She says here to me that you're so laid back in your character, you're such a genuine nice guy. You just take it all as it comes. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do, yes.
And you never really consider yourself in anything. It's always all about someone else, isn't it?
Yes, if I may say so. I would tend to think that, yes.
Okay. See, now I'm saying to her, well, come on, he's called in for something else. He's called in because he's got projects and he wants to know where he's going with them, which one. And she says, well, don't worry about that. I'm not going to say it's all going to work out for him, but she says to me, you know which way that's going, and it's going to go that way anyway. So, you know, and she addresses to me about, well, that's a question that doesn't even need answering. But what needs answering is about the way that you are feeling and the emotions that other people are pulling upon. Would you understand that, Jeff, or why she makes me aware of, like, blood tests that's going on at the moment?
Yes, that's in my life. It's not with me, but I know where that is.
That's fine. As long as you understand where it is, because she makes
you
aware of blood tests. And she says to me that, you know, that wherever that is, it's like a concern, like that person's either had something before, like a medical problem before, and like we worried about if it's going to come back or if it's starting all over. Do you understand that it may be like starting over again, and that's the reason why these tests are being done? She says, you know, the main thing is to get everyone on the narrow path, back on the straight and narrow path. That's the main focus, she tells me, okay? And everything else will just be what it's meant to be, okay? There's a great saying I always say, it is what it is, okay? And it was only today in work, my mate, you know, as probably most of you know, I'm a bricklayer, that's what I do through the day. And, you know, every time we go on to a brand new plot, you know, that we're going to build a house, and we go, oh, this is terrible, and I always say to him, it is what it is. And he said to me today, I'm going to have that. That's going to agree. It is what it is.
My philosophy,
there we are, and that's mine all over. You know, it is what it is. You can't change it.
Exactly.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
And you know, but she makes me so much well aware of these tests that's going on. And I want to say that to you about our heads have been bowed a little by this. Okay.
Right.
And it's time that we, you know, lifted our heads up a bit. And as I say, I'm not going to say it is what it is, because that's maybe a bit wrong there in that context. But you know, get on with it. And what's right for ourselves. Do you understand that there, Jeff?
I do, yes.
Perfect. You know, I could work with you all night. Again, that you're a lovely energy to work with, and particularly
Thank you.
you know, she's a fantastic lady. She really is. And you know, she reminds me there very much of, like, how can I describe her? She would be everybody's mum and nun, because that's she is. You know, that she's so... She's got time for everyone, and she would never push anyone away. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Now, for some reason, she does something here in front of me that I'm thinking to myself, quite strange, but now I understand what she does. You know, she just wears this pinny that wraps from the bottom half of her body, and she reaches into the pocket. I'm thinking, what on earth are you going in there for? But she pulls out sweets.
Oh,
and I believe that this is what she would always give you sweets. Do you understand of that?
I'm not aware of that, but maybe it's a personality I didn't see, so I'd watch it.
Well, I just want to reach into my pocket and give you like a maybe like a hard-boiled sweet. And it's, you know, the more that... remember, I'm saying that to you there, Jeff. Find out about it if your nan ever
did.
Okay, because that's exactly what she did. I'm not going to emphasize, I'm not going to go on. She just reaches in for some sweets. I want to give you a hard-boiled sweet, and I believe that's what she would have done. When she was here. I know I've got to move on, okay?
Okay.
And she says to me, well, if you've got to go, okay. See, she says to me, tell you about the November. November's important to you, Jeff, isn't it?
I don't know at the moment, no. I don't know what's happening in November, I've no idea.
Okay, well, if you're anything like me, I know where my birthday is, and that's about it.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're men, aren't we? We don't remember things like that. So.
Well, actually, no. I'm quite good. I know when Christmas is as well.
Well, that's very good. And I know when Easter is as well. But
well, it came early this year, which is dreadful.
It did indeed.
Okay, Jeff. Please take the love of the spirit, and
I will do.
You know, again, you know, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archive.
Yes.
And I say thank you very much for calling.
Take care, Jeff.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for talking to me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, again, Jess, some wonderful callers tonight, isn't it?
Oh, you know, it's so much easier when the energy's free and it's open, then it's easier to connect.
Oh, most definitely.
And it makes for such a wonderful experience for both of you, because we get to have fun with this too and enjoy ourselves. And what a great time when everybody's having fun.
Definitely. You know, it's like as if I was going to say, like a tag team wrestling match. Me, you. But it is in some way, isn't it, you know?
A lot of fun.
Most definitely, you know. You know, I think of it when you're working with somebody, you know, it's kind of like eases the pressure a little bit, maybe. It like blends it all together as one, and it just makes it perfect, doesn't it?
It is. I remember for years I was doing a seance. And I had started this group, and, you know, I had a friend join me to do it. And it made it that much easier and much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
And then when he had to leave so that he can become a doctor, then I had to do it all by myself again, and it put all the pressure on top of me. And it was not as much fun. So it's always fun when you have people around you.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Well, let's go back to the phone lines. And we do have... another Skype caller, which is Julie. Hi, Julie. Are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. A bit
Hi.
Cracky, but it's okay. Oh, there we are. That's all cleared up. Julie, can we ask you where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Northallerton, North Yorkshire.
Northampton. I wonder, another UK
Northallerton.
Caller? Northallerton.
Northallerton. Northallerton, yeah. It's right up at the top end.
Okay. Okay, but... Right at the top end of the UK?
At the top end of North Yorkshire.
No, you're still in the UK, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm still in the UK, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So what was the reason that you called in for?
I just wanted you to see what you could see spiritually, really, about me. I'm not sure whether I'm changing guides and things, so I was wondering if you could have a look at that and anything else you could see.
Okay, well, me
Thank
and
you.
Jeff... And the rest of us here will do our very best.
Yeah, whatever you can get.
David, because Kerry is still sat, you're waiting patiently, and Jess, we haven't let her have a go yet, have we?
Hello?
I said we haven't let Kerry have a go yet, have we?
No, we should let her go.
We should, really.
We should let Kerry go.
Yeah, let Kerry go. Kerry, do you want to join in there? Kerry's not going to be.
We're having all the fun.
We are. Kerry, come and join the party.
Poor Kerry's been sat there being really quiet, has she?
Yeah, and she's still
oh,
being
bless
quiet.
Her.
Okay. I'm not going to repeat what Kerry just said. Okay. Jess, you want to start with this one or do you want me to?
It doesn't matter to me. I get started. Can you tell me your name again, love?
Yeah, it's Julie Salins.
Julie. S-A-R. Julie.
Yeah, hiya.
Julie, I feel right now when you started to talk, I got an emotional attachment to candy, okay? So
yeah.
For me, candy is something very, very sweet. So that means two things for me. It's either A, you have a sweet tooth, or you're coming to a very sweet part of your life. So let me just ask you, behavioral-wise, are you a big candy person?
Yeah, I have got a sweet tooth. That's definitely right.
Okay, good. All right. I just wanted to make sure because sometimes when they give us this, it's either one or the other or both. So I believe at this point now we're talking about both. And Julie, I will tell you that this main part of your life right now is a wonderful, wonderful part of your life. And I'll tell you why. Right now I'm connected into you. So when I speak now, don't take this out of context. I'm speaking for us. Us meaning you. Okay.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I'm sorry. It's a weird, weird thing when I connect to the actual person.
Yeah. Okay.
But for me, as I'm feeling the feelings, I feel like, if I could be very frank with my words, I feel like I've worked so hard in my life and I deserve some damn peace, quiet, and happiness. Now, that's what I hear when I'm inside of you. And I feel like right now, you're finally getting that opening. And I say opening because we're not there yet, okay?
We're not there yet completely.
But the opening is there, and you can feel it. And it's almost a wonder to say, ah, is this what it feels like? And it is the most peculiar feeling because it's almost of wonder because it's not something that we felt for a long period of time.
I feel neglected.
I feel so neglected in many things, okay? And then I'm talking about family, and I'm talking about work. I feel neglected. And it's time for us now to step up and let things be about us at this point. So one of the things I'm going to have to tell you, and this is thing that Mr. Bravo is telling you, this is Jesse telling you from Spirit, okay? I'm out of you for now for a second, and I can be back here, is to tell you is that, number one, I'm going to tell you that it is highly suggested for you to start working on your barriers. Because for me, your barriers are wide open, and as a result, people walk all over you, and that's just not right, and that's not something that you're going to tolerate any longer, okay?
Yeah, that,
it's enough.
That is true.
It's enough.
Yeah.
I'm you right now. I've had enough. And so for me, one of the things that we're going to have to start to work on, especially since that we're having this opening, is that I want to tie this together so that you can really feel this.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to feel the rest if you don't fix the barrier. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I can't be happy if you come and stomping into my garden. What was the use of waiting 4 or 5 months for all my flowers to bloom, and then I just let you come and stomp all over my flowers? What do I look at anymore? I have no more flowers. Where's my enjoyment? So one of the things they're highly, highly suggesting to you, and you can take it or leave it, it's none of my business, but is to work on your barriers. No. No is a answer. It's a complete statement. No.
Right. Yeah, okay.
That's it. And that's the way that you're going to have to be. And you can, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about you. They could think and say all types of crazy names. But in the end, if you want that peace and quiet, you're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to fight for it. All right?
Okay.
Because,
yeah,
you know, unfortunately, dear, you know that in, at least for your beliefs, nothing comes for free. And you're going to have to fight for this, and you're going to have to maintain it. So you see it, you're feeling it, and now you got to keep it. Because if you really want it, you're going to have to keep it, and you're going to have to tell people, no, I can't do that, or no, I'm not doing that, or no, leave me alone. And
it's funny you've said that, because I've done that a couple of times lately, and people are getting a bit of a shock.
Good.
Like gob hitting the floor job, you know, it's like, oh dear, I think I put my foot in it.
So that's why Spirit had told me before that don't worry about what other people are thinking about, because it's none of our business of what people believe of us. It's none of our business. And if you want that openness and that quietness and this exploration and to keep it, then you're going to have to maintain those boundaries so that you can continue to go forward.
Okay.
So I hope that was helpful for you, because it's a very, very sweet phase coming in for you. If you can stay on track, okay? If you can stay on that track, it could be so wonderful, and your wildest dreams could fall right in front of you.
Yeah, okay then.
Okay, so it's such a great time. So happy to have delivered that message for you. Mike, you have anything?
That's really, really kind.
No, no problem.
Thank you.
Mike, you got anything?
Yes, most definitely. And Kelly is going to speak now, because while she was talking there, I was saying to Kelly, what on earth is the matter with you? Because she's laughing, she's giggling like there's no tomorrow. And I'm saying to her, come on, girl, contain yourself. But, you know, I now realize that Kelly has somebody with her that, that's ready to work there, Julie. So, Kelly, all over to you.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Kerry. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. I believe I've got a gentleman in about the 60s, quite a cheeky man, lively and bubbly.
Yeah, that would be my granddad. Is it my granddad?
I can't talk, he's just making us laugh and pull faces and stuff like
that. Oh, yes, I used to get that when I was an announcer. They used to take great delight in doing that to me when I was up doing things over Manchester Piccadilly station. Oh. They used to all pull faces at me and do all sorts, which is some of it I couldn't tell you on air for the life of me.
What's going on? He's just making us laugh, and my heart's just pounding, it's racing and everything. We're laughing, and it's crazy.
Okay. Julie, let me step in there. Let Kelly take a breath a minute there and contain yourself. Because I know I do have a gentleman, and I do believe it's the same man. Yeah. And I know that, see, if this is your granddad, when he was yours, would I be right in saying to you that he would have loved his quality of life of what he'd done, even though he liked a laugh and a joke? But he makes me aware of being, I was a real man. I was a real normal man that done my everyday things. My routine is so important to this man. He says to me, the fun things came later because I had to do my daily jobs first, he makes me aware, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, now I know of when this man was with us, your granddad was with us, that he would have been, you know, right towards the end of his life, he makes me aware that, and I don't want to say the way, but I have to say what I get, but being very grumpy towards the end of his life, because this condition of this heart, I believe that he would have had a few, let's call it like mini heart attacks, if you like. He had quite a few of these problems in his chest.
Hmm.
And it made me quite grumpy, I believe, okay, in the fact of I've lost my character, I've lost my sense of humour, I've lost of the characteristics of who I am, okay. He does make me aware, just before he passed, he did lose a bit of weight, mind, okay, and he says, don't dismiss that, I lost a bit of weight before I passed. Do you understand that within the
gym? Yeah, that's very true, yeah.
Perfect. See, and I'm saying to him about these changing of guides and what's going on there, okay, and, you know, it's something that I've been fortunate enough to do is to work with spirit for the last 20 years and for the last 15 years, being able to work with people like yourself and like Kerry and you know, to be able to develop and to work with these people is wonderful. And, you know, if I said to you that you've come to a point now, see, you are aware of spirit in your everyday-to-day life, okay? I believe in some way you're able to communicate with the spirit world, maybe like the way I'm doing. And I feel in some way I want to bring the healing vibration in there with you as well, because I know my hands are tingling as I'm speaking there to you. So I know that represents healing there.
Yeah, I'm the Reiki master.
There we are, perfect, okay? Mm. So I know that... of where we are getting in tune with the spirit world. No, I know of when this change of guides, and I'm sure Jess will come in there if he disagrees with me, but I don't think he will, because when we ever have a change of guides, to me, it's like moving up the ladder of progression, if you like, okay? And I believe that our spirit guides kind of develop with us, okay? They're not like 10 miles in front of us. They're developing with us as we develop. And, you know, they take us so far, and then they kind of... step back to allow somebody else to come in so that we can go that bit further again, so that we can develop with our next guide, if you like, for want of a better word. So we're forever evolving, and the spirit world is forever evolving with us. And I believe that's the transaction of the place of where you are. It's like as if I want to develop now and move forward. So let's go back to the first thing I said to you about that you're able to connect to the spirit world. Would I be right in saying to you that the clear audience, meaning that you're able to hear the spirit world now, is coming a bit clearer? Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, I'm very clear. Yeah, I'm very clear audience. Yeah.
There we are, because I know I'm hearing them, and I know that's the clear audience, and that's what you are hearing, and it's coming from. And let's just say it was like a gentle whisper, like in between of a radio station sound, but now
that's
it's becoming more clearer. It's coming to a conversation, a voice. And you can distinguish which voice belongs to where, because I know it's a progressional thing. So of where it's going in the right direction, okay? Please stop worrying, Julie, because there's nothing to worry about. Now, I know seeing through all my years of my development, and I'm still not nowhere near developed, because, you know, I think I never want to arrive, because when I arrive, then that's the day I'll give it up. But so long as I keep moving forward, that's where I want to be in life. So I know that this is what I want to place in front of you. And for some reason, somebody keeps telling me to say that you about never stop. Never stop doing what you're doing. Don't take the quality of Julie away from what you are doing right now. Would you understand that, Julie, as well, if I said, because I'm just aware of auras and colours and ribbons of colours around you.
I've got ribbons,
There we are.
Yeah.
Because... These colours are so you like working with colours, is that right?
Yeah, auras, yeah, anything like that. My daughter, actually, she's only 12, she picks up auras as well.
Ah, oh, bless.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I've always said, you know, can you imagine if we enhance that gift from a child, from like a young 2, 3, 4-year-old child? Can you imagine the energy, the gift that child would have when they become into the like late teenagers? It would be perfect. Obviously, we can't do that. But I feel in some way, this is what I want to put around you, you know. Always encourage, and I want to encourage you. And you know, always come back and connect with me on Facebook, connect with Jess on Facebook, connect with Kerry on Facebook, you know, or even of our websites.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
just
okay.
The same as Jess, you know, Google. You know, Google me and it'll come up, you know, lots of things, and the same with Jess. And you know, it's a wonderful way, and you know, this show on a Thursday, it's all about helping other people. Now my show on a Sunday, it's more of, we're going to be doing reading after reading after reading, and it's about all about the guests, okay? But,
yeah.
You know, Thursday, it's, I like a relaxed environment, and it's because it's like midweek, I'm allowed to make a mistake, and I don't mind making mistakes, like, you know, rushing in through the door with, like, 4 minutes to showtime, and I don't mind that because it's a Thursday. But, you know,
yeah.
I believe that, you know, that I need to just say that you, you know, have fun with it, exactly like tonight's show has gone tonight. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. Because the minute... To me, if it becomes like, this is how it's got to be done, this is how you got to do it, and, you know, I wouldn't want to know. So long as I can enjoy what I'm doing, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Okay. And I believe that I want to put it in front of you there, Judy. Does that help you a bit?
Yeah, that does actually. Yeah, I was getting worried that I was losing my gifts, and somebody was quite horrible to me about it, saying that spirit would block him and stuff like that. And I thought, well, that's not a nice thing to say. So obviously, he was just a friend.
Let me just bring back Jess in there a minute, because you've just touched upon something that
about.
And Jess, and maybe that you can help me out, because that's something that's been said to me. You know,
okay.
You're losing your gift. And I believe that once we start working with the spirit world in any way, shape, or form, I believe that once we have that gift, energy, call it what you want, that the spirit will never take it away. We take it away from the spirit in some way. That's my belief. Do you go along with that, Jess?
You know, here's how I would probably... put it together. The more evolved we come of ourselves and the more we work with spirit, the better that we get with that connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when we ourselves do things to interfere with that connection, and then the connection is going to become interfered with.
Correct.
No one's doing it to us.
Yeah.
It's just happening. It's just a happening because we're doing it to ourselves. So I don't think the gift is taken away. It's just the clarity or the strength of the gift starts to give out. It's like a reception signal.
Mm.
If you're really close, the reception is fine. But the farther away you get, the more, you know, it gets a little bit more fuzzier and a little bit more crackety, you know?
You know, Jess, I kind of think of it the same as like the sun, okay? The sun is always there. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is. It's always there.
Yep.
But sometimes... clouds come in and hide it so we can't see it. But it's still there.
Yep.
So, in hindsight of what I'm trying to say, the spirit world has always been there. But sometimes things cloud our judgment so that we can't see that sun. And that's the way I look upon it. And thank you, Jess, for coming back in there. And you know, because that's a theory that's been going around my mind for a long time. I don't think the spirit world would come here and give me any... evidence and then take it away from me because I've done something wrong, or I'm not developing quick enough, or I may have said something wrong. No, I think the spirit will develop with us. So thank you, Jess.
No problem.
I hope that's helped you. I really do. And you know, remember, please download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Nice meeting you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Jess, bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Now again. What a loving energy there, Jess. Absolutely perfect.
Mm.
Well, I know Kerry picked a song, and I'm going to play the song for Kerry. It's disappeared. Maybe Kerry can help me out and point to which one. Let's go for that one. Okay. Jess, I hope you enjoy this one.
Okay.
Thank you. a million miles of road, but I still don't know where to start. She wrote a number down and she gave it to me. They had to scrape me off the floor in this transient town. Waiters and dealers trying to get their foot in the door. That night I called her, she said, Daddy, 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 all my life I've been trying to find my place in the world. I said to her, Baby, 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 I've got all night to listen to the heart of.
International medium Mike Davis, the People Psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikesword.fm. Just click on the Request a Reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service.
Terms and conditions can be found on www.mikesword.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.mikesword.fm,
the home of the People Psychic.
Well, Jess, did you enjoy that song?
Yes, I like the advert even better.
Well, you know, Jess, that advert, I was listening to Kelly. Do you recognize these voices? And Kelly had it wrong in the very beginning and then got it right. The first voice was my one daughter. Okay. The second voice was my second daughter. And the last little sweet, that's my son, the home of the people's psychic. You know, when we was recording this, he was in a studio, just like we are now, you know, with a proper recording studio. And all day he was sat there, he was going, no, Dad, I'm not doing nothing. And he was seven, bless him, at the time. No, Dad, I'm not doing it. No, Dad, I'm not doing it. And it came to, like, the last bit, and he went, oh, go on in, I'll have a go. I was so excited. And he's at home with a people's psychic. And that was so all the talk. The girls had to do it like five or six times, and James just done it once.
Look at that.
Perfect. Yeah,
I always notice when I do big media events, I always like to take my son with me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for him, he likes to be in magazines so he could show his friends and stuff like that. You know, he's young. He's 14 years old.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I take him to MTV and I take him to all the big studios, he's just like, his eyes are as big as, like, you know, flying saucers.
It's perfect.
Because he's just happy to be there. He's just, you know, and it's such a great thing to see that you're being a power of example to your own children to say, hey, look, you may have these abilities yourself and it's okay.
Yeah, most definitely.
And that sets a great tone.
Definitely. Well, you know, I'm talking about magazines. Jess, as we talked about off air a little while ago, that this month I'm going to be in a magazine that you've already appeared in, isn't it? Fate and Fortune magazine, which is very big and popular here in the UK, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really, really great, in-depth. Matter of fact, my son was happy because they actually included some pictures with him and me in there, so he was all giddy about it.
Oh, perfect. Well, I know that the copy that I'm in is on sale here in the UK on the 10th of next month. That's when it comes out. You know, and Jess, you know, the one thing I'm looking forward to reading about myself.
It's a
strange.
You're not always aware of your story until other people tell you.
Yes. Most definitely. So I'm looking forward to that. So, yeah, the 10th. And I kind of got no fingernails left now because I'm thinking, is it printed the way it's supposed to be?
Oh, that's the trick with the media.
You know, you tell them one thing and they think you say something else.
And it's in there forever.
Forever. And, you know, I remember doing a newspaper article and it was a very similar thing there. Something was printed incorrectly, which, you know, wasn't detrimental. It was quite funny, actually. And I thought to myself, it's wrong. But, you know, I'm quite looking forward to this. I'm sure it's right. I mean, they've sent me the transcript of it, and it sounds perfect. It really does.
Exactly. They're a good magazine. I don't think they have anything under their sleeve.
No, most definitely. Well, you know, Jess, I'm going to be in the, as I said, from the 10th. I'm actually going to be, I can't say. You know what it's like, Jess, when you're under contract, you can't say. And I don't want to tell you, but I can't. I want to tell everyone, but I can't. I just have to buy that magazine on the 10th.
Exactly. And, you know, it's pretty cheap, but what was it, like $1.75 a pound, like £1.75? What was it, like two?
Hey, Jess, I'm getting a free copy.
And you're getting a free copy.
You're getting a free copy. You don't get many things in life for free. You really don't. So do you get it's okay, it's a Thursday, I'm allowed. So do you get that magazine there in New York?
No, that is not available here in the States. I didn't know about it until they contacted me.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, they called me up and they said X, Y, and Z. And I said, okay, you know, I'm not familiar with you guys. Can you, you know, let me just run this by my PR people to make sure that you guys are reputable. And then we found out who they are. And then we said, okay, it's great. And let's move forward. Mm. And it's kind of funny because when they sent me the copy, they had to send it all the way from the UK over to me.
That's amazing, isn't it? And you had the free copy as well?
Of course I did.
Isn't it amazing? You know, as I said, you don't get many things for free. Well, in Mike Spirit FM, you get things for free. People can have free readings, you know, particularly if they're in the UK, they'd have to call a USA number. Far from the word, press the Skype button. It's free. And as I said, you know, there's nothing better than giving something for free, is it, Jess? It really isn't.
You know what? When you get something that's real and for free, it touches your soul.
Of course, you know, and it touches my soul to know that I can do that and touch people as well, because, you know, the ones that we've been able to get to tonight, because I know our time is running. We've got literally 8 minutes left of the show. You know, the people that we've touched tonight, I think that, you know, what an amazing job that we've done, you know, by touching them people, you know, and I applaud everyone for doing that. I really do.
Yeah, it takes two to tangle, right?
Most definitely, most definitely. It takes Kerry to set everything up while I'm trying to eat my tea as well.
Exactly.
Okay. Jess, I know that, as I said, we've got about 8 minutes left of the show, and we've got so many people online. Do you want to go to another caller quickly?
Sure.
Okay. This is another Skype caller. Okay. So let's just bring in our Skype caller, and it's Salsa. I think it's Salsa. Have I said it right? Is it Salsa?
Yes. Yes, it is. Hi, Mike. Long time no talk. Thank you for taking my call.
That's okay. No problem at all. And is your name Salsa?
My name is Louise.
Yes.
Louise. Ah, right. You threw me a bit there with the salsa, but that's okay, Louise.
Well, I'm sipping salsa in the room.
Ah, right. Okay. So can I ask you where you're calling from?
Kansas.
From Kansas. Okay, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I'm calling in regards to a job that I recently applied for and wanted to know if you can pick up anything on it or when I'll be getting work.
Okay. Okay, well, Jess, do you want to just quickly go with this? And I say quickly because I know that time is of the essence, you know.
Yeah, it's horrible that this is going to happen. But, Louise, I've been waiting to speak to you for a month.
Yay!
Absolutely. For the last month when I've been giving readings, all that comes in my head is Kansas, Kansas, Kansas. And I just get so upset because I know it has nothing to do with what I was doing. And I'm like, what the hell is going on with Kansas? And what was going on, Louise, is that it took me and you a month to meet up with each other. That's what it took. It took Mike to be the intermediary that you can come on his show, and what a wonderful show this is for us to speak. And so, Louise, I'm going to let you be very pointed with your question. Give me a pointed question.
Okay. Will I be getting this job that I applied for?
Okay, I got a yes and no, and here's what it means, okay? And I hate when that happens, okay? I hate when that happens. Yes, you will be getting the job, but not with the place that you're getting it with, okay? Let me explain to you what that means. I feel like you'll be getting a similar job somewhere else, but not with this particular company.
Oh.
All right. Yes. So it's not going to be with these people. I don't believe so. I believe it's going to be with someone else in the same exact thing. It's just that, you know, it's just not a right fit.
Okay.
Look at that. It took a whole month for that. Look at that. You think it was worth it? We should be seeing fireworks and explosions, but that's all it is sometimes.
Well, do you have anything else since you were waiting a month? I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Really quick, just because I know that we don't have a lot of time,
right.
I could tell you that I have a person who walked in with the letter V for their name. Okay.
Yay. Okay.
They just came in and they're talking something about a house for you. They're talking about something about a house. They're speaking very quickly because I'm forcing them. So they already speak quickly, so they're going in trillions of the seconds and I'm trying to catch it. Something about a house. Something about a – are you working on a house or trying to get something going on with a house right now?
No. I was recently put into somebody's will. When they pass, I will inherit their home.
Okay, good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that when she talked about this, there was a point of reference. What a great thing to have. I mean, good Lord. Thank you, know that you have a very good – you have some fortunate stuff coming for you. I believe
Yay.
That the month of June is going to be your blossom year. I think you come back down a little bit more to earth in August. Finances are okay, yeah, it's an up and down life, right? Finances will be inflated. I think that there's going to be more money in here, and so that's all I'm getting, and I got more, but I'm so sorry, but I have, it's like we have so many more callers and I have to get to them, but I apologize, and I hope that you got the message and you feel good about it.
Yes. If you can leave your website or if you're on Facebook or something where we can contact you, that would be great, too.
Exactly. You could do it. Just call me Jesse Bravo, and I'll speak to you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and you're very welcome. And remember, download a copy of that reading in the archives, and I'll say thank you very much.
I sure will.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Jesse, you know that time has come.
Oh, Lord, do I have to go, Mike?
Well, no, not just yet, because we've got about 3 minutes. And you know what? I thought we need this 3 minutes because it's something we need to, you know, we need to say thank you to you for one. And, you know, I do need to mention as well, Jess, that, you know, because I am coming back to the USA very, very soon in June.
Nice.
You know, I will be touring around the New Hampshire area and other areas surrounding outside the New Hampshire area. Don't ask me where at the moment because it's a Thursday and I'm allowed to get things wrong. But, you know, it's an easy way for everyone to find out where I'm going to be, okay? It's an email address. You send an email to the hostess of the lady that's hosting me, which is June Evans, a lovely lady. I've met June when I was in Florida, touring Florida, and the email address you need, it's Mike Davis. Now, Jess, maybe you can help me out. You're in the UK, we say Davis because it's Davis.
It'd be Davies in the United States.
That's right, it's Davies in the USA because it's got the E in my name. So it's Mike Davies.
Correct.
My gosh, that sounds so wrong me saying Mike Davies. It really does. You know, if I said to you that... Mike Davies. Now, it does sound wrong, but it's Mike Davies, USA, the number 2 at AOL.com. That's where you need to send the emails, and the hostess there will reply to you as soon as possible. And she can let you know where I'm going to be, how you can obtain tickets, how much these tickets are, and she will send all that to you as soon as she possibly can. So it's Mike. I'm going to cringe. Mike Davies, USA, number 2 at AOL. Maybe you can say that for me, Jeff.
Mike Davies, number 2 at AOL.com.
Not quite. Mike Davies, USA.
Oh, my God. Can I get this right? Mike Davies at USA at AOL.com.
That's it. Not quite. Because it was...
With the 2? Do I have to put the 2 in there?
No. I'll say it again. With a cringe. Mike Davies, USA, 2 at AOL.com.
Mike Davies, USA2 at AOL.com.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Maybe there's a voiceover voice within you.
there's a bill currently on the way through the postman.
It's been absolutely fantastic having you on the show. I want to thank you, Delia. I know Kelly wants to thank you as well.
No problem. Enjoyed myself tremendously.
No problem at all. Well, Jess, I hope that you will come back very, very soon and join us here on Mike's World FM and in Spiritual Connections and even on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, which is on a Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, Jess, all that remains for me to do is to say good night, good day, wherever you are.
Thank you, and good night. Thank you for having me.
Bless. Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Bye.